On today's episode, I got to connect with singer-songwriter Estella Kirk to talk about her journey into her creative work, how she developed her songwriting skills at such an early age, and the blessings around releasing one song at a time. Stay tuned after the episode to hear an original song by Estella.
Welcome to Creatively Christian, hosted by Brandon Hollingsworth, Andrea Sandifer, and Jake Dobrins. We inspire faithful creatives to thrive by sharing the success stories of others. Join our unique community or get exclusive bonuses by heading to creativelychristian.net. Now, get ready to hear from yet another amazing guest.
Well, hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Creatively Christian. I'm your host today, Andrea Sandifer, and I am joined by a singer and songwriter, which is always fun for me. This is Estella Kirk, and I'm so glad to have you as a guest. It's going to be really great to know you through your story and what you like to do. So welcome, Estella.
Thank you so much for having me. It's awesome to come and share my story with you guys today.
Yeah, thank you. I really love connecting with other songwriters. I feel like there's a common language, but I never cease to learn from every single guest we ever have. So this is special for me, just as one of the only songwriters on the team, to be able to connect with you. But you, for those watching the video, you've already keyed in. Estella is young, you guys. So her story is really fun because she is already a go-getter at her young age. And I think we've got a lot to learn from that spirit. So why don't you get us started, Estella, by sharing a little bit about yourself, maybe a bit about where you live and what your family life looks like, and if you have a day job, or what your creative work is.
Yeah, so my name is Estella Kirk. I'm a Christian singer-songwriter, and I actually started out doing pop music. I live in a super small town in Oklahoma, so my circle is very small, and I started out traveling and doing pop music, and I just felt that that wasn't the right direction for me at about 13 years old, and I just felt God tugging on my heart and telling me to change directions, and I didn't quite understand why, because I knew that my passion was music and that I was supposed to do music, but just something wasn't right about pop music. So I changed my direction, even though I didn't want to at 13, and started writing and only doing Christian music. And that's when I actually released an EP called Bright Side. And I just fell in love with Christian music so much. I'm on the worship team at my church and just loving music and loving writing and making songs for God.
I love that. Fellow worship leader here. That's a pretty fun gig, getting to share music with our congregational families and lead each other in worship. It's such a beautiful thing. So I'm glad to know that you do that too. That's awesome. So at 13, was that when your first EP came out?
14.
Yeah. Okay, at 14.
But I started working on it at 13. And it was when, right in the middle of the pandemic and COVID and all of that. So it was a super crazy time. And I actually wrote the song called Shelter in the Storm, which talks about COVID and the struggles that even teenagers went through during that time, and just being completely on social media and kind of consumed with that. That's where a lot of, I think, issues, at least for me, like stemmed from, was just being on my phone so much and feeling isolated from my friends. And that's when I really wrote songs and dug into what I felt like God has called me to do. And yes. I then later took a 2-year break from music, because I had kind of lost my passion and my desire, I guess, to do music, because I just felt like I was doing it for myself. Mm-hmm. And I had to take a pause and be like, okay, God, where do you want me to go? Because I'm tired of doing music. That's honestly where the reality was. And then I began writing this album that I have just released now. And it talks about the struggles that we go through as teens with social media. And I wrote this song called Someone I'm Not. And it talks about like looking in the mirror and not recognizing ourselves and not liking what we see and it's called Someone I'm Not, and it's out on all streaming platforms if you want to go listen to it.
It's really good, you guys. I like that one a lot.
Thank you. That's definitely one of my favorites and the most personal.
Very good. So that pause, that's really interesting. I'd love to talk a little bit more about that. But how did music even come about in your story? How did God call you into being, and maybe this is part of that pause story, is how did God call you through that pause and like rewire your heart? And did God use anybody in particular along the way to help you get there?
Yeah, so I think it's funny because God has used so many people to just continually inspire me and keep that fire going in me. There's just been so many people, from like little girls coming up and handing me notes saying that I've inspired them, to like the DMs on Instagram. It's all so inspiring and why I keep going. So he's used so many different people, but there was definitely a time in my life where that desire wasn't there. And when I look back on it, it's just because I was doing it for myself. And so I had to take a step back and really look and be like, why am I doing this? And what's the purpose? And where's my heart behind that? I actually got started in music because of my grandpa, though. He started playing guitar. And so we started playing guitar together. And that's really where the passion started.
I love that. So your grandpa, those kind of our stories are really fun because it's almost like the roots that we don't even think we might be planting. Like he may have had no idea what he was planting in you at that time. And that's really cool. So let's dig in a little bit more about that shift in your heart. It went from you kind of doing it for yourself, and now it feels like you've shifted your focus more into your faith. Am I hearing that?
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. That's where the transition between pop music and then Christian music came, just because I also felt like there was so many teens who were struggling, and just with social media and the comparing yourself to other people. I know that so many of my friends struggle with that, and I struggle with that. And so being able to write songs about that and to maybe hopefully help even one person is my goal, and just talking about it and creating awareness and letting people know that God is there with us no matter what we walk through in my songs. That's the main goal. And that's what I want to write about and what I'll continue to write about. So
I love it. I have a 13, almost 14-year-old daughter who I am extremely excited to introduce to your music, because I think she would enjoy a lot of your content. So thank you for what you're doing. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. That's so sweet. I love hearing like teens and talking to teens. It's like, have her DM me. I would love to chat.
Oh, that would be really fun. We'll have to connect you girls. It's funny. You know, I always pray that my kids are going to like grow up and, you know, kind of cling in, you know, do some music stuff with me. And they've both been a little funny with the music stuff. They, you know, took piano lessons for a little bit and decided that wasn't for them, but that's like my instrument. So that was, you know, break mama heart a little bit, but that's okay. I can deal. But now they're showing like some interest in other ways. But now they're even, their music tastes have changed. Like they listen to music that I don't really care for much. And I'm like, what do I do with this? But it's all good. It's all music. There's so many different kinds and ways that we can experience music and enjoy it. I just need to let go of that control so much. But yeah, I think she would enjoy your style, and that's encouraging. That's really fun. So with songwriting, how did you kind of develop that skill? Because this is your own writing. Am I correct that these songs that you're putting out, you've written them?
Yes. So I've co-wrote all of these songs. So typically I'll take a part of what I've wrote or I'll take a whole song sometimes, and then we will kind of deconstruct it, reconstruct it, and make it better or add on to something I've wrote. I typically will take like a melody and then put chords to it and then lyrics. But honestly, just practice. Like I have just practiced and practiced and practiced. There's no like it's so different than like voice or even guitar, because that just, I mean, that also comes with practice, but there's definitely things that you can do wrong with like an instrument or singing. But with songwriting, it's interesting because it's just keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it and you'll get better. So
yeah, I agree. It's like a muscle. The more you write, the better we get at it. But who has been your primary co-writer? Has it been one particular person or a lot of people?
So, well, on the first album that I released and recorded, it was Kira Fontana, and she's out of California. And on this last album, though, it was people out of California called OC Hit, and her name was Gabby Neely. She was super awesome. I loved writing with her. And then also Mama Jan out of Atlanta. So there was 9 songs. There were two or three writers on the album, not including me.
Right. How did you get connected with them?
So I've been working with Mama Jan for a while now. I love her so much. She's always super helpful with any questions that I have about the music industry or just about what to do. And my mom actually found her a long time ago, and then we just got connected. And then OC Hit, I actually went and performed with them at the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville. And that's kind of how we just got connected and started writing and recording. So
that's really fun. So all the way from your mother to doing your own little networking through gigs and stuff, that's very fun. It's fun how relationships in our different creative circles come about. You never know where they're going to pop up and come from. So that's really fun. Co-writing is not easy. Because sometimes we have an idea and we're a little protective of it, and it's kind of hard to release it and take on new ideas sometimes. But do you find it's always a better song at the end?
I do, but there are also some times where it's like, I have this great idea and I don't want to completely change it, but most of the time it ends up being an amazing song and I'm super happy with it.
That's really fun. Very good. We've had a lot of shows on here where we've talked about co-writing and some of the aspects of what makes a good co-write and stuff. So it's been really fun to kind of learn that you're a co-writer too. It works. It really, really does. If we can just kind of learn the skills of how to write with each other, it's a good thing. So let's talk about your new album a little bit. I read the message, and you kind of hinted on this already, but the message of your new album is about knowing God and how he is always there along every step of life's journey. So do you have a story, or can you share something that kind of talks into an experience that you've had that's kind of been something you've written about?
Yeah, so the album's called Running on Low. And I wrote that song about the period of the 2 years where I was just lost and just didn't have any passion for music. So I kind of took a break from music, like I said, and I wrote this song called Running on Low. And it just talks about how, even though sometimes in life it can feel like we're running, but we're kind of running without God. So we're not getting anywhere, if that makes sense. Yeah. And so that's kind of what the song is about, because during those 2 years, that's how I felt. I felt like I was just constantly running this race, but I wasn't going anywhere because I wasn't completely doing everything for God. I was more for me, to be honest. So I just wrote that song about it. And it's definitely one of my favorite songs on the album. As well as Someone I'm Not, which talks about social media and different things that teens go through.
Yeah, I don't know if I have listened to Running on Low yet. So, but that resonates so much, running, but not going anywhere, that feeling. And I think that is something that a lot of our creative listeners can probably relate to, Estella, is that we can have a tendency to get so busy and doing all the things that we think are good, but we miss the point that it's what we think is good. It's what we're aiming for. And we're not fixing our eyes on who we're doing it for or doing it because of. And having the focus shift is what can really help us feel more satisfaction, feel some actual progress. Progress looks different in the eyes of God, doesn't it?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. And identity, like you were saying, identity especially looks really different in the eyes of God. So I love your messages. I think this is really powerful stuff. So just a logistics question as a songwriter, and I've been releasing singles, and I see that that's something you're kind of doing too, but yours is, it's going to be a whole album. You've just been releasing it as singles. So what prompted you to do it that way instead of releasing the whole thing at once?
Yeah, so I found that with releasing one every Friday, that there would be people that would come back that had listened last week. So they would come back each week for a new song on Friday because they knew that there was a new song on Friday. And it just kind of, it was that repetition, that just kind of kept people coming back, and they got used to hearing a new song every Friday. So I really liked that. And I really liked connecting with people through each song. It wasn't just, here's a whole album, it's a lot, take it and listen to it. It was, they came back and we got to chat about one song and really listen to the one song and what it meant. So
I think those are super legit reasons. I love the idea of that repetition, inviting people in week after week after week, instead of here's a whole album, they may listen to it one time and then step away and maybe not come back for a while, or pick their favorites and then maybe listen to those on occasion. But inviting people in, and it's almost like a relationship, like come over to my house once a week for a while, you know, and come be with me and let's chat. That's really, really cool. I love that. With these songs that you're releasing, especially right now with this new message and this new heart posture, how have you seen God working through what you're releasing?
So many ways. I've been so inspired just through other people and just seeing how much these songs have helped them. Not how much I've helped them, but how much God's word has helped them. And just honestly, there's really no words to say how inspired I've been and just how fulfilling it's been to see and to meet new friends and just talk to people. Yeah, it's been really amazing, and I want to continue releasing songs. If I could do this for the rest of my life and release a new song every Friday, I would. So I'm working on new stuff right now, and I'm just so excited.
I think that you've found that that motivator. If you want to sustain this pace of releasing every Friday, you have found what makes it tick. So that's wonderful. It's so good. You know, you think back to, you had this, you know, this shift from pop to CCM, releasing that first project, and then this period of time where you were like, why in the world would I do this? It's really fun to see how God has really kind of answered that and shown you what he wants to do in you and through your music. And he's cheering you on. I feel that. And I feel that in your story. I love it. So so speaking of upcoming projects, sounds like you're writing and stuff. You're still releasing as we're chatting right now. You're still in that process of releasing a single a week, correct? Come to it.
The last song released last Friday.
Okay, so your whole album, your whole new body of work is out as of, we're in late April here. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes. It's bittersweet because part of me wants to just hold on to these songs, but part of me is like, I'm so excited that everybody else gets to listen to them.
Yeah.
They're like babies, so I'm so excited.
Yes, every single one. You can't pick favorites hardly, but that's really cool. So what's next? What project coming up are you really excited about?
So I just recently recorded a Christian TV film. I can't say too much about it, but I'm so excited. It's coming out this summer, hopefully really soon. So I'm super excited. I have two songs in the first episode. So
wow.
Hopefully
We will have to follow up and figure out what that is and share that with everyone. That's awesome.
Yes, I'm super excited.
Good for you. What was that experience like, shifting from being just behind the microphone, safe behind the microphone, and now you've got cameras looking at you?
Yeah, it was different because I don't typically like audition for TV acting things. I used to do acting, so, but not really anymore. So this was very, it wasn't what I expected. I wasn't going, like, I wasn't just like looking for auditions online.
Yeah.
I just felt that this was, it really fit my story. And I thought that I could, you know, have a few songs in it. And I thought that it would be cool. And I did. And I met a lot of amazing people through it. So it was super fun and a great experience, but completely different, but amazing. So
how fun. Good for you. Well, I look forward to hearing more about that. We'll have to check that out too. Okay, well, as we kind of round the corner on our conversation and wrap things up, you've mentioned a few places, but how can our listeners best connect with you?
I'm on all social media platforms at Estella Kirk Music, and then you can also go to my website at estellakirkmusic.com.
Perfect. Those websites that also match our social medias are really helpful. We can find her at all those things. Great. Well, I love to pray for my guests, and then everybody stick around because Estella is going to share one of her songs with us live. Estella, I would love to pray for you and your upcoming projects and stuff and everything. And yeah, then we'll turn the mic over to you, and then I'm going to mute so that we can all enjoy your song. But let's go to prayer. Oh, Father God, thank you for this opportunity to get to know Estella and be inspired by her story and just how you are working in the talents that you have placed within her. Lord, thank you how you've laid this heart for teens on her heart, Lord, that you have asked her to write, to encourage, and to share this music. Lord, thank you for her bravery in doing that and the blessing that it's already been. We pray that her songs would reach far and wide and encourage your children, Lord, young and old. Lord, thank you that you have called Estella through some major shifts for your glory. It sounds like she is well on her way to being who you've created and designed her to be. And we're excited for the things ahead for her. And we pray that those different avenues, you know, moving into TV and stuff would be even a bigger blessing, that she would reach even more hearts with her messages of encouragement, that you are always with us along every step of our journeys. I thank you that you have blessed her with the ability to write and co-write and to record and release things with a bravery that really is amazing at her age. Lord, I'm really, really thankful for my new friend, Estella. And I pray that, Lord, you would continue to bless and encourage her. And yes, grant her success, but not for her glory at yours alone, Lord. And I love that that's her heart as well. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what song are you going to share with everyone today?
I'm going to do Someone I'm Not.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and mute so I'm not sneezing and coughing into the microphone here while you are sharing your beautiful song. So thank you, Estella.
Is good enough. That's how I feel when I wake up. Look at myself in the mirror. I don't see who I wanna be. I compare myself to everybody else, and they just put on a face. The pressure I feel just to play the part. My shoulders just can't bear the weight. But I'm tired of trying and tired of fighting to please. like I'm never gonna get ahead. No matter what I do, don't know if I'll ever measure up. I just know I keep pushing through. But if I let you in, then you don't like who I am. It will crush me in every way. I let the words you type get under my skin. I'm only as good as the hearts by my neck. But I'm tired of trying and tired of fighting to be someone, to be someone. I'm tired of trying and tired of fighting to be someone, to be someone. I'm not what you are. And I surrender all. 'Cause Jesus, you are King. And in your open arms, it's where I find my peace. You love all of me. Yeah. But I'm tired of trying and tired of fighting to please someone. Yeah, I'm tired of trying and tired of fighting to please someone, to please someone. I'm tired of trying, tired of fighting to please someone, to please someone. I'm not.
Thank you so much for listening today. To see the resources mentioned in today's episode, head over to creativelychristian.net/Estella.
Thank you so much for listening. Please rate, review, and share this episode so we, in turn, can bless even more people. Creatively Christian is a product of Theophany Media. You can find out more at theophanymedia.com. The show is hosted by Brandon Hollingsworth, Andrea Sandifer, and Jake Dobrins. Our logo is by Bill Brooks. Bill Brooks and Andrea Sandifer did our theme music, and Jake Dobrins produces and edits the show. God bless you, and keep on creating.